Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Sukkah Mem Gimel. Perhaps let's go back to the beginning of the Sugya on Mem Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Mishnah spoke about Lulav not being taken on Shabbos, except if it's the first day of Sukkot, then Netilas Lulav is Deicha Shabbos. But otherwise, we refrain from taking lulav on Shabbos, says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Amai, what's the concern? Tiltu ba'amuhu. What's the worst thing? You're shaking a branch. Eitzim. It's muktzah. V'litchi Shabbos. That should be deicha Shabbos. You don't suspend a mitzvah min ha-Torah on account of muktzah. Omar Rabba, no, there is a real concern of malacha resulting from taking lulav on Shabbos. Gezeru shemit lana b'yodai. Perhaps he'll take the lulav in his hand. In order to bring it to an expert to learn how to shake, to learn the bracha, is it al netilas lulav, is it al netilas esrog, you have to know. And in his haste, he might actually carry through the street and be over iser. So on account of that concern, we don't allow netilas lulav on Shabbos. Behind the time of the shofar, that's the very same reason why we don't blow a shofar. When a Shoshana falls on a Shabbos, he might take it through the street to an expert to learn the tricks. V'hainu tamei de Megillah, the same reason by Megillah. We don't read Megillah on Shabbos because of this concern. If that's the case, then why is Netilas Lulav Deicha Shabbos on the first day of Sukkot? Why do we make an exception? Rishon hatkini l'rabbanan beveisik. The answer is, you may recall back in the Mishnah we spoke about the fact that initially they would deliver the lulavim to the harabais before Shabbos so that they wouldn't have to carry it on Shabbos. Then on Shabbos itself they fought over the lulavim and the ensuing commotion resulted in sakana. Chacham made a takana. No longer will the lulav be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. You take it in your house. So since it was that takana, that it should be taken at home, they'll be mindful of the fact that they're meant to carry the lulav out in the street. Why? Why did they have to make the takana? Because of the commotion that resulted, because they brought the lulav to the harabais before Shabbos, because you can't carry. It's pretty clear, you can't carry. And therefore, there's no need to be concerned about taking lulav on that first day of Sukkot. So therefore, if it's the first day of Sukkot, it can be Deicha Shabbos. But otherwise, you don't take a lulav on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, HaTeinach Achad Hakana. Okay, that explains, after Takana, we had that statement made. Everybody's aware of the fact you don't carry lulav through the street. Kaidim Takana Ma'ikal Meima. What happened before Takana? Why wasn't there a concern that perhaps it might be inadvertently carried through the street? Ella Rishon De'isei Min HaTorah BeGevulin. Says more rather the reasons like this. First day of Sukkot is an exception. It stands higher. It's a more chashuv mitzvah than the rest of the days. Why? Because on the first day of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah Min HaTorah to take the lulav, whether in the Mikdash or out. Even BeGevulin, there's a mitzvah Min HaTorah on that first day. From the second day onward, it's only a mitzvah in the Mikdash and not outside. So therefore, on Yom Rishon, where it's a high-standing mitzvah, it's a mitzvah chashuva, which is applicable in the Mikdash and throughout the entire world. Chacham said, you know, we're not going to suspend that chashuva mitzvah on account of a gzera that he might carry through the street. We'll leave it intact. They didn't feel it was appropriate to negate that type of mitzvah, which is such a high-level mitzvah. Ella, Rishon De'isei Min HaTorah BeGevulin, the first day of Sukkot, where there's a mitzvah to take a lulav, even outside the Mikdash. So it's so chashuv. Well, he goes to the Rabban, and Rabban decided not to tinker with it. Don't suspend that mitzvah on account of a gzir. As opposed to after the first day, Hanoch, the subsequent days of Sukkot, the last Nu Min HaTorah BeGevulin, where there is no mitzvah to take a lulav outside the Mikdash. So it's a sort of second-tier mitzvah. Gozru, Burabon, and Rabbanah felt that they can go ahead and suspend that mitzvah on account of the chashash that he might carry through the street. If that's the case, nowadays as well, why don't we say that the lulav is doicha Shabbos on the first day? Anan loyad inon bekibud yarcha, because we're not aware about the exact setup of the calendar. How to be kive, how to set forth the yarcha, the moon, the new month. We have a suffix, vekaduyayma. We're not sure exactly if this is the first day of Sukkot, and therefore it doesn't justify negating Shabbos and negating Xeris and suspending the Xera of Rava. Meaning, if it's a Vadai mitzvah, we say, okay, do it regardless. But otherwise, it doesn't justify, it doesn't override the concern that it might lead to Malacha. In Hudiyadi, what about those living in Eretz Yisrael? Even after the Churban HaMikdash, they still follow the same system. This was way back. Even after the Churban, they would still follow, they would establish the Chadoshim based on the sighting of the new moons. They knew exactly. They were familiar with the calendar system. And they had an accurate Cheshbon. They knew exactly when Yom Tov was. That's the case. Why don't they take the lulav on the first day when it falls out on Shabbos? And the Chanami says, well, you're 100% right. If they know, then they know. Tosis points out that at the end of the Gemara, although at the end of today's daf, the Gemara will actually retract. But even in Eretz Yisrael, they no longer take the lulav on the first day it falls out on Shabbos. We don't want to differentiate, create groups amongst Kal Yisrael. You do take, you don't take. We leave it as a blanket rule. That nowadays, since in some locations, for some portions of Klal Yisrael, there's a suffix, we are mevatel taking lulav on the first day if it is Shabbos. In any case, at this point, the Gemara figured, yeah, actually, even after the Churban, they would continue taking that lulav on the first day it falls out on Shabbos, because they were knowledgeable about the Kibbud Yarcha. They know exactly when Yom Tov falls out. I'll prove it. Because look, the Tanan Chada, we have one Mishnah which says, B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, what happens on the first day of Sukkot, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos? Kol Ha'am Moilichin Es Lulavein L'Arbayis. This was the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which we learned yesterday. First day of Sukkot, which falls out on Shabbos, everybody delivers their Lulav to the Harabayis, to the Beis HaMikdash. So here they're bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. Utznan Idach, we have another Mishnah back on Daf Mem Aleph, which says LeBeis HaKnesses. They deliver it before Shabbos to the Shul. What happened to the Beis HaMikdash? Apparently, there is no Beis HaMikdash. And apparently, even after the Churban, they would still shake Lulav on the first day of Sukkot, which falls out on Shabbos. Isn't that a riot? It's a solid proof to our point. And even after the Churban, they continued that practice. Provided that accurate knowledge that today was Yom Tov. Shema Mina, this proves our point. We have two Mishnahs. Kaim Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim. One Mishnah speaking when there is a Beis HaMikdash. They deliver to the Har Bayis. Kaim Bezman She'en HaMikdash Kaim. The other Mishnah speaks about delivering to the Shul, speaking that there is no Beis HaMikdash Kaim. Shema Mina, this proves our point. That even after the Mikdash was destroyed, they would continue that practice of shaking that lulav on the first day of Sukkot, which falls out on Shabbos, provided that accurate knowledge of the calendar system. Okay, so bottom line is, the lulav is doicha Shabbos on the first day of Yom Tov, provided you are certain that today is Yom Tov. And the reason why there is no gzeira, the gzera that applies throughout Sukkot, which is, yeah, you might carry through the street in your haste and excitement. Why doesn't that apply to the first day? Their answer is because it's a chash of a mitzvah, which is applicable all throughout the world, whether in the Mikdash or without. So that mitzvah is too chash of to be mevatel on account of a gzera. But the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav throughout all the other days of Sukkot, which only applies in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Chachamim felt is something they can suspend on account of this concern that it might lead to a malach. Rashi says, Chachamim have that ability to cancel a mitzvah provided it's a passive cancellation. You're not doing an isser against the Torah, you're just not doing the mitzvah. And that they have the ability to do. If there's a real concern, then it might lead to confusion at the malacha. Continues the Gemara. Let's go back to basics. How do we even know that you shake the lulav outside the Migdash? The Isay min HaTorah b'gvulim nolam. How do you know that? That min HaTorah there's a mitzvah to steal the lulav out of the Migdash on the first day of Sukkot. This is Sanya. Bryce says, Lokachtem lochem b'yam arishin. We learn, Lokachtem. Every single person has to take a lulav. It's not something that Bezdin does on account of all. No, Lokachtem shtei lekicho b'yad kol echad v'echad. Everybody has to take their own lulav. Lochem, we learn, Misha lochem, it has to be yours. You have to own that lulav. Lo yitzi is a shol v'sagozal as opposed to borrowed or stolen. Lokachtem lochem b'yoyim harishin. What do we learn from b'yoyim? B'filu b'shabbos. You mean to take the lulav even on Shabbos. Vayim Harishan teaches us, Afilu Begvulin, take it on the first day, wherever you are. Irrelevant of location and circumstance. From here we learn that there's a mitzvah since it's lulav on the first day of Sukkot, even outside the Mikdash. From the extra hay of Harishan we learn, Malamash Ene Doiche Elo Yamtev Harishan Bavad. Lulav is only Doiche, the first day of Yamtev. That's a chash of a mitzvah which is applicable in and out of the Mikdash. That is the ability to be deicha Shabbos. Okay, so that's the brice. Let's review the brice. Amar. So what did we say? Lokachtem lochem b'yom arishin is coming to tell you b'yom v'afilu b'Shabbos to allow you until the shluv on Shabbos. Now, what's the concern with Shabbos that the Torah would be coming to allow? Michti, let's take a look. Tilto ba'almu. What are you doing? You're moving around a branch. Okay, so maybe it's Muktzah. It's Rekrol Mishri Total. Does that make sense that the Pasuk is coming to tell you know what? I know that in a couple thousand years the Chacham are going to introduce a Isra Muktzah. I want to tell you that there's no concern. You can Shkech Lulav on Shabbos. Doesn't make sense. Torah never speaks about Exera the Rabbanon down the line in the future. So what's the point of the Pasuk allowing you on Shabbos? Torah is speaking about a real malacha to allow you preparation. You can do the preparatory acts, the accessories, the achana. You can chop that lulav off the tree, tie it together with the hadas and arava, if necessary. And that could be done even on Shabbos, provided it's for the first day of Sukkot, which is a chash of a mitzvah. And that's what the pasuk is trying to be matter. Le'nitzruch el machshirei lulav. In accordance with the following Tana, who allows you to do a malacha in preparation for mitzvah lulav, the sanya. Lulav, v'chol machshir of dechnas ha-shabbos. Divir Belezer. Belezer says, all the machshirei lulav, all the accessories, the enablers, anything needed to prepare your lulav is allowed to be done even on Shabbos. My time, Divir Belezer, how does he know that? Amakro b'yoyim, our pasuk, v'kachtam lachem b'yoyim, v'afilu b'shabbos. Now, Rabbanon, hold that you can never cut it. Lulav off the tree on Shabbos. Machshir in mitzvah, not doich on Shabbos. V'rabbanon ha-biyoyim ha-avdilat. So what do I do with bayoyim? It's not coming to allow machshirei mitzvah. They needed to teach us the following halacha. A very simple halacha. When do you take lulav? When do you shake lulav? Bayoyim, v'loy b'layla. During daytime, not at night. U'lkachtan l'chem bayoyim ha-rishen. That's a zmana tilas lulav. V'rabbeleza b'yoyim v'loy b'layla minali. How does Rabbeleza know that halacha? But Yom is no longer available. He better use it to teach you. He can chop the lulav off the tree on Shabbos. So I didn't know this man Natilas lulav is by day and not at night. Nafkalim is safe at the crop. He learned it from the second part of the pasuk, which is Lokachtem lochem b'yom arishin, etc., etc., and concludes Usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. Yomim, v'loy leilis, during daytime, not at night. V'rabbanon. Why weren't the Rabbanon happy with that? Yomim is daytime. V'rabbanon ima hasim, if only for that, hava amin, I would say, leila f'yomim, yomim yisuka. I would say, you know what the definition of yomim is? Days and nights, just like by sukkah. By sukkah is teshu, shivas yomim. Not just daytime. It's one continuous mitzvah throughout all 7 days, through the days and through the nights. And I would say, just as by Sukkot, Yomim means days and nights. Ma'ala halan Yomim afilu leilos, just like by Sukkot. Yomim is referring to days and nights. Afkan, likewise by Lulav, I would say. Afkanami. Yamim afil leilais. Perhaps Shivas Yamim by Lulav is also referring to night as well. I wouldn't know to exclude nights. Ulokach Mechem by Yom is coming to identify the Zman Mitzvah, which is specifically by day. Now you're working with a premise that the Mitzvah Sukkah includes days and nights. How do you know that? With Sukkah Gufa Minolam. How do you know that Sukkah applies to nights as well? The Tanur Rabbanon. So it's sort of a double, triple tier limud here. We're working with a pasuk by Lulav to tell you that it's Dafka days, because otherwise I would learn from Sukkah that Yomim is including nights. How do I know by Sukkah? And the Gemara will provide a source for Sukkah as well. Sort of a chain reaction. With Sukkah Guf Minol, the Tanur Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, that Sukkah is Teshu Shivas Yomim. We learned that Yomim Vafilu Leilois. It includes nights as well. There's a mitzvah, there's a chiv of yeshiva sukkah all throughout, 7 days and seven nights. Ah, to oimer yamim v'filu leilos. Okay, you're proposing that days means days and nights. Or, you know, maybe perhaps it's not so. Ela yamim v'filu leilos. Days are days, excluding the nights. How would you know that sukkah incorporates nights as well? In which case, you need a pasuk by lulav to tell you, no. Lulav is dafka by day, because otherwise I would learn it from Sukkah. How do you even know that Sukkah includes nights? Says the Gemara v'dinu. In fact, I can perhaps suggest a limud, which would indicate that Sukkah is specifically to daytime, not nighttime. V'dinu, ne'mar kan yamim, v'ne'mar b'lulav yamim. It's a sort of a circular reasoning here. By Sukkah we have the word yamim, Teshva Shivas Yomim, and by Lulav we also have Yomim. Smachtem, Fenashel Keichem Shivas Yomim. Mala Halon Yomim Loy Lulav, just as by Lulav we've just established. Days are days, excluding the nights. Why? Because it says, Lukachtem Chem Bayom Arishim. Bayom is extra to tell you. Yomim is Zman Lulav. So perhaps just as over there by Lulav, Mala Halon Yomim Loy Lulav. Av Kan, likewise by Sukkah, Yomim Loy Lulav. Days and not nights. So you're working with a premise. Sukkah applies to days and nights, who says? Or perhaps take a different track, which will provide that source. Which source? To prove that a sukkah is meant to be fulfilled throughout all 7 days and nights. Nemar kan yamim. We have the word yamim by sukkah, shibas yamim. V'nemar b'miluim yamim. By the miluim where the kahana would dwell in the mikdash, in the mishkan. Throughout all the days of the miluim, all 8 days, days and nights. The pasuk says yamim v'layo there. V'nemar b'luim yamim. We have the word yamim by miluim. I would say mala halon yamim. I feel leilos just as by miluim, including days and nights. Afkan yamim v'afilu leilos. Likewise by sukkah, yamim indicates days and nights. So this would be a source, would be a makar to apply mitzvah sukkah to daytime and nighttime. So we have a choice. We have sukkah in the middle. We have on one side Lulav, which is specific to daytime. On the other side, we have Miluim, which includes nighttime as well. Who are you going to compare it to? Nero Lemidoimi. You know, I'll step back a second and see who he's more similar to. Who should we compare him to? Don and Davar Shemitzvasek Alayim. It makes more sense to learn a Davar, a Sukkah, which is Mitzvasek Alayim, which applies throughout the entire day. One must eat in the Sukkah throughout the entire day. Midavash mitzvah sekal yom from miluim, which likewise is an all-day mitzvah, an uninterrupted mitzvah, and therefore, just as by miluim, nights are included, sukkah as well includes the nights. V'alichech davash mitzvah sechal achas, as opposed to proving from lulav, which is a one-moment mitzvah, you pick up the lulav, you reyitz it. Doesn't compare to sukkah, and therefore, it makes more sense to derive sukkah from miluim. In which case we see that sukkah applies to daytime and nighttime as well. Or perhaps take a different approach. Prefer lulav as a proper source for sukkah. Why? Don and davar shemitzvasi ladoris. Wouldn't you rather learn sukkah, which is an all-time mitzvah? It applies throughout all the doiris. It's not just a one-time in history mitzvah. We learn that midavar shemitzvasi ladoris from lulav, which is also a mitzvah throughout all the doiris. So they have that in common. And just as by lulav, it's only a daytime mitzvah, perhaps sukkah as well. As opposed to learning from Milum, doesn't apply throughout the Duras. It was one point in history and no more. They're similar to Sukkah. Now the Gemara introduces a Gzereshava, which is something you can't challenge. We connect Sukkah to Miluim by way of a Gzereshava. Nemar kan Teshvu. By Sukkah it says, Teshvu Shivas Yom. We have the word Teshvu. V'nemar b'Miluim Teshvu. By Miluim as well, we have the word Teshvu. U'Pesach Oil Moed Teshvu Yom V'Layel. Rashi brings this in Amar Aleph. About 7-8 lines from the bottom. So since in both contexts we have the word Teshvu, we say Malahalan Yomim Bafil Leilos, just as Bemiluim. It was an all-encompassing mitzvah, including days and nights. Pasuk clearly says Yomim Valayla. Av Khan, likewise over here by Sukkah, Yomim Bafil Leilos. Mitzvah Sukkah applies throughout the days and the nights. So the source is Miluim, which was a day and night mitzvah. We connect that to Sukkah. Now, Sukkah applies to days and nights. Knowing that, perhaps Luluv as well should apply to Yomim Achilu Leilis. That's why we need the word Bayoyim Arishim. Bayoyim is Yomim. Veloy Leilis. Now, the Mishnah spoke about taking the Arava. We actually learned from a Pasuk. We had it a couple of days ago. Arvi Nachal. There's Lashon Rabim. One for the Luluv, one for the Migdash. They used to position the Aravos around the Beis Hamikdash, around the Mizbeach. We went to see later that they used to actually shake it and walk around with it. It was a whole procedure. Atilas Arava, Chibut Arava. According to the Chachamim, it's learned by way of Melachim Mishim Sinai. Now the Tzdukim and the Baisusim, these groups who would challenge the Chachamim, would negate anything associated with Torah Shabbat Peh, anything that wasn't clearly spelled out in Torah, had nothing to do with. So they gave him a hard time. But we, the Chachamim, those that adhere to Torah Shabbat Peh, adopted this as a mitzvah. In fact, it seems from the Gemara that there was a bracha as well, said before you did this, Netilas Arava. And this took place all throughout Sukkot, as the Mishnah spoke about, Arava Shiva. Right? It was something you would do throughout Sukkot, throughout all the days of Sukkot, and the Mishnah actually says that the Arava would be sometimes 6 days, sometimes seven. When would it be seven? If the seventh day of Arava, meaning the seventh day of Sukkot, falls out on Shabbos, then we say it's Deicha Shabbos. But it wasn't Deicha Shabbos any other day, only if it's the seventh day of Sukkot. Arava Shiva Kesar, how does that work? If the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So it's Deicha Shabbos on the seventh day only. Arava b'shvi, my time of Deicha Shabbos. Why do we say it's Deicha Shabbos on the seventh day? Why aren't we concerned about that same concern that doesn't allow this fellow to take a lulav on Shabbos? Gzeira de Rava, we call it. Rava's concerned that in his haste and excitement, he might carry it through the street. The same thing with Ugani da Rava. He might run to the Baki. How do I shake it? What bracha do I make? So why do we allow him to shake the Arava on the seventh day, which is Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, there is a concern, but we have another overriding factor here. K'dei lafarsama shiben ator. We want to publicize, we want to make that statement. We want to advertise that Arava is something you meant to do min ator, as opposed to the tzdukim, the baisusim, who negated that factor. Therefore, we go, we make this drastic statement, we say, what's taken, even on Shabbos, even though there's a concern of malacha, no. See that? Highlights its importance. That shows how chashav it is. It's min haTorah. Look, they're taking it even on Shabbos. So that's the reason why Arava is Deicha Shabbos on the seventh day. Okay. Yach, if that's the case, Luluv Nami Nitchi. Let's keep in mind that on the first day of Sukkot, there's a pasuk, Ulukachtem Lechem Bayim Arishim, which indicates you take Luluv wherever you are, in the Migdash, outside the Migdash. It's understood, it's a spelled out pasuk. What about after the first day? So now we only have a mitzvah in the Migdash as well, only in the Migdash, because it says, "Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yomim." Now, it's not clearly spelled out. You could perhaps interpret "usmachtem" as referring to something else. Chacham had a mesorah. This was the drasha to Shabbat Peh. There's a mitzvah in Tilas Lulav throughout all 7 days in the Migdash, but that needed some propping up. Needed some reinforcement. You need to advertise that to make that statement, as opposed to those who don't believe the Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh. So you have that factor here. Why isn't that enough to justify taking lulav in the Midrash throughout all 7 days if it falls down on Shabbos, to make that statement? Or at least one of those 7 days should be set aside as a day where you take the lulav, even on Shabbos, to highlight the fact that even after the first day, you meant to take the lulav in the Midrash minater. Yachi says the Gemara, if the concept of pirsa, making that statement, making that publicity, overrides any malacha concerns, then lulav nami litchi. You should take the lulav even if it's not the first day, even if it's second, third, or fourth, which falls out on Shabbos. Take that lulav, in the Midrash, of course. Kedei lefarsim ha'shu minatera, to publicize, to make that statement that it's a chiv minatera. Says the Gemara, lulav, gzira mishim duraba. Oh, says the Gemara, you're forgetting that lulav has a gzira mishim duraba, you might carry it through the street. It can result in a malacha minatera. At this point, the Gemara is sort of retracting. If there's a very real concern of it resulting in a Isser Malacha, that factor doesn't justify taking chances. Even at the expense of this potential benefit of being a farsim, it's chashivas. It doesn't justify. And therefore, by lulav, aside from the first day, for the reason we mentioned earlier, aside from that day, we're not doing chashivas. Says the Gemara, Yachi, Rav Nami. Nigzer, if that's the case, then why is a Rava different? It can result in a malacha being done. He might carry it through the street on Shabbos in his haste and excitement. Says the Gemara, by a Rava we have no concern of malacha. You know why? A Rava, shluchi bezin ma'isila. Who takes care of that Rava? Who delivers it to the Midrash before Shabbos? The emissaries of bezin. So it's already pre-delivered. Nobody's carrying it on Shabbos. And once it gets to the Midrash, who tends to the Aravis? Rashi says the Kihanim take the Aravis and walk around the Mizbech. And there is reason, they're proficient, they're knowledgeable, they're experts. They're not running to go to the Rav to ask, to get instructions. So there's no concern of carrying through the street. At most, you have a concern of Mukta, it's a branch. Okay, Mukta we do away with in order to be kind of the mitzvah of Arava. As opposed to Lulav, which is like Koil Moser, it's given to everybody to be Mekayim. And you're a typical layman who's not so proficient with the intricate details of shaking and bracha, he might run to the Rav, to the Baki, to the expert. He might carry it through the street. Says the Mori Yachi, if that's the case, there's no concern of malacha by a Rav, called Yaymanami Litchi. Why are you limiting it to the seventh day? Let it be Deicha Shabbos any time throughout Sukkot. Let the Chacham do away with the Muktzah concern, which is dwarfed in light of the fact that it's a mitzvah in a Torah. Let them do away with that and allow you to shake the Arava any time throughout Sukkot on Shabbos. You know what's going to happen? Osi lifak puki belulav. You might negate lulav. You might eclipse the lulav. I'll say, look, lulav is only the Shabbos on the first day of Sukkot. Arava, that's more important than lulav. You see that it sets aside Shabbos. It's Deicha Shabbos any time throughout Sukkot. We don't want to get to that point. Says the Gemara, Litchi b'yom tov rishon. Okay, so why are you setting it on the seventh day? You want to pick one day where Arav is Deicha Shabbos? That'll be the first day of Sukkot, just like Lulav. Loi mucha milsa. It won't be obvious that you're being Deicha Shabbos. You mean Deicha Muktzah for the sake of highlighting the importance of the Arava to be a farsim, that it's minat Torah. Right? That's the point why we take the Arava, even though it's muktzah, because we want to be a farsim, that it's minat Torah. It's on the first day of Sukkot. It won't bring out that point. It won't make that statement. Amri, people will just say, you know what, lulav, who the kadachi, it's lulav that's Deicha Shabbos. They know lulav is Deicha Shabbos. And once you're Deicha Shabbos for lulav, okay, the Arava comes along for the ride. It won't have that same effect. So that's why we didn't pick the first day of Sukkot as the day where Arav is Deicha Shabbos. We want to give him its own day. V'litchi b'chad mahanach. Okay, so then designate a different day. Not the first, so that'll be the second, the third. Why are you waiting until the seventh? Kivan the Kamapkas Lamarishan. Once you took it away from the first day, Ukma Shvi, we established it on the seventh, which is a specific number. It's either the first or the seventh. So Yom Masuyim, Rashi says. And therefore, the conclusion is that Arava is Deicha Shabbos only on the seventh day. If that's the case, even nowadays, after the Churban, where the Nevi'im umesakan minak, that we continue the practice of taking Arava, let it be Deicha Shabbos on the seventh day of Sukkot. We should continue that same practice. To point out, to make that statement, that person, that Arava during the time of the Mikdash was a mitzvah ben Torah. Why don't we continue, keep that same minak? Says the Gemara, the same like by Lulav. Anan lo yadinam b'kibu diyarech. We're not familiar with the exact running of the calendar. We don't want to take a chance in a Suffolk. If it's only a Suffolk Yom Tov, Chacham didn't seem to think it was important enough to be doicha Shabbos. Inu diyadi b'kibu diyarech litchu. What about those in Eretz Yisrael who are fully aware about the ongoing of the calendar? If that's the case, let them shake Arav on the seventh day on Shabbos. Ki osa bar hedya. Umber heard you came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Lo yikla. You know what? It never turns out. It never comes up on Shabbos. The Bezdin always maneuvers the months so that the seventh day of Arava doesn't fall on Shabbos. We don't want to get involved in this discussion. We don't want to get involved in this confusion because, as the Mefarshim explained, they didn't think shaking Arava nowadays, where it's only a minig, justifies, muktzah justifies Chilul Shabbos. So they arrange their calendar in a way where you don't have that concern. You don't have that situation. You don't have a circumstance where the seventh day of Sukkah falls out on Shabbos. Ki also Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, B'chon L'chusei, my Ravin, all those Chachamim who came from Eretz Yisrael, Amri, they actually had a different opinion. They said, Ikla, V'lo Dachi. Actually, it does fall out on the seventh day. Shabbos can fall out on the seventh day. V'lo Dachi, and still not Deicha Shabbos. V'lo Kasha, and we go back to the Kasha. Why not? Omar of Yosef, you know why? We're not even sure if we're meant to take the Arava manually, shake it, and walk around with it. Man leimul on the Arava ben Atila. Who's to tell that the Arava is meant to be taken and shaken? Dilma b'skifa, perhaps the proper way of doing the Arava in the time of the Mikdash was by skifa, positioning it in place, all around the Mizbeach. That's the case, and we have no business doing it today. We don't have a mizbeach to encircle with our rabbis. So the whole thing's not applicable today. So it seems clear from the Mishnah later that they would be zoik if they are rabbis around the mizbeach. That's pasha. The question is, in addition to skifa, was there a netila as well? So the Rebbe says, no, perhaps not. And if there's no Natila, then it's not applicable today. That answers the question, why it's not Deicha Shabbos? Nothing to do today. Esvi Abaye says, Abaye to him, what do you mean? What does the Mishnah say? Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva. Shaking the Lulav and the Arava happens either through 6 or 7 days of Sukkot. Right? That's the Mishnah. The fact that the Mishnah pairs them together does not tell you something about the way to take the Aravas. My love, Kuluv. Now you assume that the Arava is like the Lulav. Ma Lulav ben Atila, just by Lulav. You take the Lulav, you shake it. Af Arava ben Atila. Arava as well is meant to be taken and shaken. And not just positioned around the Mizbeach. Midi area. Why do you connect the two? Ha-kadisei. Each one has its own track, its own method. Lulav is meant to be taken and shaken. Arava to be positioned and not shaken. Esvi Abaye, once again Abaye asks, listen to the Mishnah, Alef Mem Hei, B'chol Yoy Makifan Avsa Mizbeach Pamachas. Every day of Sukkot, they would walk around, they would make a kaf around the Mizbeach one time. V'os HaYom Sheva Pam, on the seventh day of Sukkot, they would surround 7 times. Maila V'Arava, she would not assume that the Mishnah there, which discusses the Aravis, is speaking about carrying the Aravas around the Mizbeach 7 times. You see, you meant to take and shake the Arava. Loiba Lulav. No, we're speaking about walking around with the Lulav. The Arava, you position it in place around the Mizbeach. And that doesn't apply nowadays. Va'om Rav Nachman. Did Rav Nachman say, Om Rabba Baravo, in the name of Rabba Baravo? They would walk the Arava around the Mizbeach. Amalei, Abaye responds, Hu Amalech Baravo? Yeah, he holds up the Arava. I maintain that perhaps it's a lulav that was taken around the Mizbeach and not the Arava. It, when we learned, Rav Lazar Omer b'lulav, it would actually shake the lulav around the Mizbeach, Rav Shmuel bar Nosson Omer Rav Chanina b'Arava, was the Arava, which they would hold when they walked around the Mizbeach. V'chein, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rava b'Arava, b'Arava. It was holding the Arava. Holding onto the Arava that they would... that they would do the hakafah is around the mizbeach. Omalei Rava l'Rav Yitzchak. Rava tells Rav Yitzchak, Brei the Rava Baruchana, the son of Rava, Bar Urya, the son of a Talmud Chacham, Ben Torah. Either was a reference to him himself, a Ben Torah, or the son of a Talmud Chacham. Ta, come over here. Ve'emelach, I'll tell you, Milsa Ma'alisa, a very nice thing that Hava Omar Avuch, the father, Rava Baruchana, used to say. He had the following pshat in the Mishnah. Hadasnan, the Mishnah says, Kol Yom Makiv Nasam Mizbeach Mamachas. Every day, they would circle around the Mizbeach one time. Voisa Yom, and on the seventh day of Sukkis, Makiv Nasam Mizbeach Shevapam. They would go around seven times. That's the Mishnah. Hachi Amar Avuch. Your father, Rabbi Barbachana, used to say, Mishmeder Belezer, Belulav. When the Mishnah speaks about doing Hakafis, it was holding the Lulav. The Arava. That would just be positioned in place around the Mizbeach. It was stationary. You wouldn't take it, you wouldn't shake it, and wouldn't walk around holding it. Eisveit, so he responded with a kash. It seems like it's Rabbi Yitzchak responding to Rav. What does the Braisa say? So Tesefta. Lulav deiches HaShabbos betchilase. Lulav is deiches HaShabbos on the first day of Sukkot. Rava is Deicha Shabbos on the seventh day of Sukkot. So you do it even on Shabbos. What do? The Braisa here will give us a detailed description of what happened, which will provide a clear indication as to how you meant to handle that Rava. Pamachas. It so happens that once, Chal Shvi Shal Rava leaves for Shabbos, the seventh day of Sukkot, fell out on Shabbos. Veviu Mirboyu Shal Rava. And they deliver these tall Arava branches, Merav Shabbos, from before Shabbos, to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yinuchim ba'azorah, right, was placed in the Azorah. V'yikiru ben ba'isusin. And the ba'isusin, these troublemakers, who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, noticed these Aravis delivered to the Mizbeach. They wanted to make trouble, but not them. They took the Aravis. V'yikavshim tachasafan. They placed them beneath the stones, knowing that the Chacham wouldn't move Muktzah. And they wouldn't have access to those Aravis on Shabbos. And they wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah. So what happened? L'macha, the next day on Shabbos, hikiru behen ame oritz. The ame oritz weren't so learned with respect to the halachas muktzah, but they started with the Talmid Chacham. They noticed the trick that the Baisusim did. So what did they do? Went over to the Arabis, v'shamtem metachas avanim. They took him out from beneath the stones. V'vim ha-kehanim, and the kehanim took those Arabis, v'zakfam betzita mitzbeach. And they position them around the Mizbeach. What's the background? What's going on here? It says the Brisa Lafish ain by Susan Moidim, because the Ma'asusim had a problem. They didn't agree with the Chachamim. Shechibat Arava Deich HaShabbos. They're taking the Arava and shaking it, Rashi learns. Rambam sounds like Chibat means thrashing and banging it. In any case, they didn't agree that this thing is a thing to do. Certainly not Deich HaShabbos. So that's why they decided to make some trouble. In any case, what do we see from this Braisa? Braisa describes the process as chibut arava. Alma benetilehi. You meant to take it and shake it and bang it. Tiyufta. It's a clear refutation on those shittas that the arava was simply meant to be positioned in place around the mizbeach rather than being taken and shaken and walked around with. Okay, so once we have that as a fact, we go back to our kasha. Arava is Deicha Shabbos on the seventh day, when the Mikdash was Kaim. Well, what about nowadays? In Eretz Yisrael, where they know how to establish the months properly. They worked according to the Kiddush HaLavana, according to the signing of the new moon. So they know with certainty today is the seventh day of Sukkot. V'lenitchu. Why don't they take the Arava on the seventh day? The point was because we don't have that opportunity. We don't have the Zekif for the Mizbeach. Well, we've just proven that the Arava is meant to be taken and shaken and walked around with. We can do that today. Kivan da'anan le'dachinan, since we in Chutzlaretz, who live far away, we don't have that certainty, we don't have that clarity with respect to the calendar system. We can't be Deicha Shabbos, because what's this, a Safek, which doesn't justify Chilo Shabbos, doesn't justify Mukta. Inu nami le'dachu. We don't differentiate. All Yidden, even in Eretz Yisrael, they have clarity. They're familiar with the setting of the calendar. They're not Deicha Shabbos. We don't want to create groups, strains in Klal Yisrael. Voyom Tavarishan. What about Lulav on the first day of Sukkot? The Lidan Leidachi. For us in Chutz Laretz, it's not Deicha Shabbos, because we have a Safek. And that Safek doesn't justify Chilo Shabbos Muktzah. Really, who dachi? Well, those nights is straw. This was, you know, right after the time of the Midrash. They still had that clarity. The Bezn was Makadish al pi hari'i, according to the signing of the new moon. They had accurate knowledge as to the exact going on of the calendar, and they knew exactly when Yom Tov was. And according to the Gemara earlier, they can be Deicha Shabbos on the first day of Sukkot to shake that lulav. So you see that it's not all across the board. And it's a shul, it's Deicha Shabbos. So why by a Rava do we differentiate? And we say, no. Nowadays, we don't take a Rava on the seventh day at all, even if it's when it's on Shabbos. At all, even if we know that it's the seventh day of Sukkot. Says, well, you know, you're right. We retract, we go back. We had a Hava Minah that the Bnei Yisrael would continue with that same practice. We'll shake Luluf on the first day on Shabbos. No, Amri. The Bnei Yeshiva responded, you're 100% right. Lididhu nami loidachi. After the Churban, Yisrael got dispersed throughout the countries, and many Yidden live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, live far away from Eretz Yisrael, and are unfamiliar with the exact the calendar process, and they have to keep 2 days Yom Tov, Misafik. From that point onward, all of Yisrael will no longer take the lulav on Shabbos, even if it's on the first day of Sukkot. We don't want to make a goodis, Rashi says. And the same regarding a Rava. It's no longer Deicha Shabbos. Let's go over to Rashi on the top line. The two nami le'dachi. Shele lasis Yisrael, a goodis. We don't make groups in Klal Yisrael. V'nir k'shtei teres. It would appear like there's two teres. No. The le'dan le'dachi lo'v Shabbos. Since for us, we can't do it on Shabbos. Nor can they. Continues the Gemara on the first line. Velakash Yanitarti. What about those two Mishnahs, which were used to prove our point that even after the Churban HaMikdash, there were some places where they would still hold on to that practice. Places where they knew with certainty that today's Yom Tov Rishon, they would take Lulav even on Shabbos. We had two Mishnahs which proved that point. What do we do with that? Velakash Yanitarti. What about the apparent contradiction between two Mishnahs? Let's have a refresher. The Tanar Chad, more Mishnah we say, Kol Ha'om Melichan Es Lulvein L'Harbais. That everybody delivered their Lulv to the Harbais before Shabbos. So Harbais, Migdash. It's not Idach, we have another Mishnah, Beis HaKnesses. Before Shabbos, it delivered to where? To the Shul. Why not to the Migdash? The Gemara is assuming we're speaking Yerushalayim. Umit Artinen, and didn't we answer on that? Kam Bezman Shabbos HaMigdash Kayam. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they delivered to the Beis HaMikdash. Kan Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the other Mishnah speaks about to the Shul, was after the destruction. There's no longer a Mikdash. They shook it on the Shul, but they shook it on the first day of Sukkot, which fell out on Shabbos. So we see it's Deicha Shabbos, even after the Churban. Right? That was the Havamin that we had in Amar Aleph. Said, well, you're wrong. It's inaccurate. Loi, Idi Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Both Mishnahs are describing the same error while the Beis HaMikdash is still standing. Yeah, then where Yisrael lived either in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, close by, where everybody would know with clarity when Yom Tov falls out, it would be Deicha Shabbos. So both missions are describing the same error in history. For the Kasha, the answer is Kam Bemikdash, Kam Bekvulim. One mission describes the Beis HaMikdash because that's where they were taking their lulav, in the Mikdash. Kamikvun, the other mission describes the Beis HaKnesses, speaking outside the Mikdash. So they brought it to the Shul. They didn't have a Mikdash close by. It's all very simple. But of course, after the Churban, Since there are those living far away where they have a suffix as to the identity of that day, whether or not it's really Yom Tov, whether or not justifies Muktzeh Chilul Shabbos, and therefore they cannot take the Luluf, nor can they take the Arava. We establish that as a set practice for all of Klal Yisrael, irrelevant of the location. Okay, so over today's highlights, we learned that on the first day of Sukkot, Luluf is Zeichah Shabbos, but otherwise not. Why not? Gzeira de Rabba. Because of his haste and excitement, he might take it to the Baki, through the street. There's a concern that it might result in a malach. First day is different because it's so chashm. The mitzvah applies in Midrash and outside. They don't want to suspend that mitzvah. But the following days, second onward, they will vatal the mitzvah, b'sheva al tas, as Rashi explains. Regarding a Rava, it's only doich on the seventh day. No, Rava, there's no concern of carrying through the street. There's only concern of muktzah. And that was set aside to be mekayim that mitzvah, to be mefarsim, that it's minat Torah. Why dafka on the seventh day? We want to give it its own unique day, you know, to make that statement, that person, to undo the tzdukim and baisusim's position, which the Gemara describes later with that story, where they went and they gave the Chum a hard time. They hid the Arava under the tiles. So in order to undo that, to challenge them, to make that statement, they allowed it to be done even on Shabbos, provided that it's the seventh day of Sukkot, which was a set day for that purpose. They didn't want to allow Dichas Shabbos throughout all the days of Sukkot, in order not to downgrade the value, to devalue the mitzvah of Lulav, which is not Dichas Shabbos, unless it's the first day. So that's how it remained. Lulav is Dichas Shabbos on the first day, Arava only on the last day. At the end of the day, we say that it's not doich anywhere because we don't have that clarity as far as the establishment of the calendar. We keep 2 days Yom Tov, but nowadays, Taisus makes this point that the truth is nowadays we don't really have a suffix. Hillel HaZaken already established a set calendar, which is very accurate. So we know with certainty when exactly Yom Tov falls out, but as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, we still hold on to the 2-day system to Yom Tov Sheni, because Rabbi Gemara explains it could come a time where the goyim will allow us to study, to have the clarity when it comes to as far as establishing the calendar. So we keep that minig of Hasenu B'Yadenu. So nowadays we treat it as though it's a suffix. Okay, so it's irrelevant whether it's mamash or suffix, we treat it like a suffix, and since we have that suffix element, we don't allow anything on Shabbos, because if it's only a suffix mitzvah, it doesn't justify Chilul Shabbos. Now, when do we take a lulav? Only the yomim. Although sukkah applies to day and night, as we learn from milum. So milum is a catalyst. It says yomim alayla. That draws over to sukkah. But sukkah teish v'shiva some yomim feel leilas. But lulav not. By yomim rishon is yomim v'loy leilas. All the best and atzlocha rabba to you.